We begin the current daf Masech the Sukkah daf Ches. We begin on the bottom of the Zayin Amud Beis, 8 lines up in the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous daf. And that is, the Gemara concluded 8 different opinions that are essentially following along the same thread. And that is, they all hold different manifestations of this concept in Halacha. However, that is, a Sukkah has to have some type of a kvias, has to have some type of an establishment. It can't be just temporal in the sense that it won't have certain halachas. Now, the last of those 8 opinions was the Acherim. Acherim said that if you have a sukkah made like a shoivach, that's made like a chicken coop, which is round, that's going to be invalid as a sukkah, because since it has no corners, it's not going to have a kvias enough. Now, related to that, the Gemara brings the following statement, which is the beginning of the first half of this daf, which is Amar B'yechanan. B'yechanan says that Sukkah ha'asuya k'kivshan. If you have a sukkah that's made like an oven, which this is where the Gemara segues into this discussion of Rabbi Yechanan, because parenthetically he's arguing on the Acherim, because he holds that a sukkah that's round, like a kivshan, like an oven, is actually kosher. He doesn't hold like the Acherim, that not having this kvias of no corners will invalidate it. However, what is the measurements, the dimensions of such a round sukkah? So that's where the Gemara begins a lengthy discussion in describing and defining what Rabbi Yechanan meant to say, how this fits into the areas that we know a sukkah has to have. But again, the Gemara is segueing into this because it's not like the Acherim who said for it to be considered kvias has to have corners. Rabbi Yechanan says a round sukkah will be kosher. However, he does say that im yesh behekefa kedei leisha b'chav dal b'nei adam, if the circumference of this round sukkah has that one would be able to fit inside, sit in there, 24 people, in other words, around the area, around the perimeter of such a sukkah, then kshera, then if you had a circumference which had, again, a perimeter of 24 people, then the sukkah would be kosher. Vimla psula. However, if it didn't have that size, then it would be invalid. So again, Rabbi Yechanan disagrees. It could be kosher with a round sukkah. However, for it to be the requisite shear that a sukkah has to have to be the minimum size, would have to be that 24 people would be able to fit within the outer wall of the sukkah, which means to say in the perimeter, it'd be sitting around in the circle. If you could fit 24 people, then it's a kosher sukkah. Now, on that, the Gemara asks as follows. Come on. Who is Rabbi Yechanan going like that he requires such a large sukkah that you would be able to have 24 people sitting around the inside of that wall? Must be Karebi, the Amar, because he's the one that we know that says the largest shear that the minimum has to be for a sukkah, which is kol sukkah she'im ba'arba amas al arba amas psula. Any sukkah that's not 4 amas squared, 4 amas by 4 amas, is going to be invalid. Now, the Gemara is wondering, now how could that be? What is that what Rabbi Yechanan is trying to tailor around sukkah to that measurement of Rebbe, because there's no other Tana again that says a larger shear than Rebbe. Now, who is he going like Rebbe? But the Gemara says Mechti. Let's see. Let's calculate. Gavra be'amsa yasa. We know that a person sits in the space of a nama. Now, therefore, every person his space is a nama. So what that would calculate, if we were saying that the circumference has to have 24 people, that would mean that the circumference has to be 24 amas. Now, we know, as the Gemara tells us in Masechet Zeirin, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, that kol, any circular object, sheyesh behekefa shlesha tvachim, that its circumference is 3 tvachim, yesh beiruichiv tefach, has a diameter, has a width of a tefach. As the Pasuk says in Divrei Yamim Beis, that regarding the Yam Sha'asa Shlema, which was a certain large mikveh that Shlema Melech made, which was 10 amis in its diameter from one edge to the other edge, where the Pasuk there describes it, that it was circular around a string of 30 amas required to go around that around the perimeter, which we see that for 10 amas in the Reichev, you have to have 30 amas in the circumference. So obviously, that's the measurement that Chazal is going with. There's a 3-to-1 ratio of the circumference to the diameter. And therefore, the question that the Gemara is asking is, here also, that betracer with a circumference of 12 amis, sagi, that should have been enough, because then you're going to be having a diameter of 4. Because as we said, that if you're taking 12 in the circumference, divided by 3, because that's the ratio of the circumference to the diameter, which again, basically, if you take a string going around the circle, and then you have a string going across the circle from edge to edge, you can have a ratio of 3-to-1. So you have 12 that will have to be to 4, because, and that's what we need to have. We need to have a sukkah that's 4 amis in its diameter, as we're saying, it's 4 by 4. So why are we saying, why is Rabbi Yochanan saying that it has to be that 24 people could sit around the circumference, which would be 24 amas, because each person takes up an amma? That would only be if, let's say, you had to have a sukkah that's 8 by 8 amas squared, because then you would have to have the 8 multiplied by 3, which the circumference of a circle is 3 times the diameter. So that would mean 8 times 3 is 24. But we don't need that. We only need the area that the diameter should be 4 by 4. And then what you would do is, when you're calculating the circumference of a circle, you take the diameter, which is what this is when you have a 4 by 4, so you have that it's that amount of the line going from one edge to the other, multiply by 3, that would make it only 12. So why does he say you need 24? It should be half that. It should be only 12 to be kosher for the largest shear that we know sukkah has to be of Rebbe, of having a diameter of 4 amas, not of 8 amas. So the Gemara continues on the top of Chesem Rav. The Gemara says, you're right. But Hani Mili, when did we say that a circumference of 3 will then create a diameter of 1? Which is, again, this ratio that we're saying of what Chazal utilized for defining circumference, which is the circumference of 3 is the ratio to 1 diameter. That's bi'igula. That's when you're discussing a circle, where then a diameter of a tefach will be in a circle, you're going to have then a circumference of 3. Now, that's because a circle is a certain shape where you're only going to be having the diameter, which is the largest line you're going to have, only if you're measuring from the middle of the circle, from one edge to the other, no matter which direction you're going, but it has to cut through the middle. Avol, but we need over here in the case that we're discussing for a sukkah, is an amma that's 4 ammas squared, which is that you have to have the diameter has to be 4 on the sides as much as it would be in the middle. Because if you're having squared, that means to say, even if you're not cutting through the middle of the square, let's say you're going lower down, towards the bottom of the square, and you're taking a line from one edge to the other, you still have to have that should be a diameter of 4 amas. And therefore, birbua b'yitvei. So that means by a square, you need to have more a circumference than you have by a circle. Because by a circle, you're right, you're going to have 3 times the diameter in the circumference, but that's only the diameter that you're measuring through the middle. But if you would be going lower down the circle, that diameter would be smaller, and therefore that wouldn't be giving us the shear that you need to have. By a square, it would only be giving you with a circle, so therefore 12 would not be enough of a circumference, because that would only give you the diameter of a circle, which would be from the middle. But again, if you'd be going lower down, then that circumference would not give you the diameter that you need to have for a square. So the Gemara says, okay, fine. So we know that it's got to be more than 12. But Mechti, let's see. Kama meruba yeser al eagle. How much more is the circumference of a square than a circle? That's revia. That's a quarter. In other words, what it means, a quarter, means a quarter of the square, which is really a third of the circle, is what you have more of the square than the circle. And Rashi says that this is a Mishnah that discusses this, but Rashi really says you don't really necessarily even need that. It's mathematical visibility you have to such a halacha, because he says, like, if you take an amma of a diameter of a circle, now it's going to require, just take a string, he says, and you go around it, it'll go around the circle in 3 ammas. But then take an amma of a square, you're going to have an amma that's 4 amma. You're going to have a string that's 4 ammas to go around the perimeter of the square, because you'll have to have an amma for every side. So Rashi says that's pretty elementary. We know that is going to be a ratio of 4 to 3, which is what requires for a diameter of a circle of, let's say, 1 amma would require a string of 3 ammas to go around it. If you wanted to go around the square, you would need to have 4 ammas to go with each side would have an amma. So it's going to be a quarter more, which is going to be a ratio of 4 to 3. But if that's the case, the Gemara says, so you're right, that the circumference of a circle of 12 would not be enough for a square of 4 by 4, but still b'shitzar, with a circumference of 16, sagia, that should be enough. Because as we just explained, what it squares more than the circle is a quarter, so it's going to be a ratio of 4 to 3. So although we said for a circle, a circumference for the 4 amas would be enough with 12, because 4 times 3 will be 12. So fine, the square has to be more, but then it just has to be 16. So thereby you'll be having 4x4 is going to be 16. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say it has to be 24 people, which each person takes up an amma, which means you have to have a circumference of 24 ammas around this circle to have the square of 4x4. But although a circle is less, but how much less is it? A quarter. So you just have to have another quarter more. So instead of 12 ammas, you have to have 16 ammas, which is this ratio of 4 to 3, 16 to 12. Why does he say you have to have 24 ammas? All you have to have is 16 ammas. So now the Gemara answers that, Hanamili, when did we say that 16 would be enough to create what we're saying, that a square is only more than a circle by a quarter? That would only be be'igold enoughik migay ribua. That would be that when you're carving out, let's say, a circle from within a square, like some Gemaras have that picture, the first picture it shows, is that, let's say, one would take a string and make a square of 16 amas on the ground. Then you would find inside that you would have 4 amas squared, which is what we're discussing needs to be for the minimum measurement of a sukkah. Now, if then, let's say, you went and then you made a circle within that square, and then you would be losing the corners of that square, then you'd be able to make a circle, if you just wanted to make a circle by touching the edges, but then you'd be losing the 4 corners, then you'd be able to make that circle with a string of 12 amas. Now, then you would have that the outer square would be more than the inner circle by a quarter. And therefore, as Rashi explains it, if that's what we want, if we had over here a square sukkah, that would be enough so that you could be able to have 16 people in the perimeter of that square, which would be 4x4, which would be 16. You're right. A sukkah that if you were making straight away a square, not a circle, that's, although a circle is 12, the square would be enough with 16 people around the perimeter, again, making a circumference of 16, which would be a quarter more than the circle. Aval, but as the Gemara explains, now where the sukkah that you're making, you're not making a square sukkah. You're actually making, as the case where we were talking about an oven, you were making a circle sukkah. Therefore, ribua dinafik migay igula. What you have to have now is a square within the circle, as some Gemaras bring that second picture, showing that here it's necessary to have the square from within that circle sukkah that you're making. And therefore, if we didn't have a circumference of a circle, in other words, as Rabbi Yochanan is saying, as it being 24 people, which is 24 amas, if it was only 16 amas, which we're saying that's all a square needs, but then it would come out that you would have, let's say, in the middle of the circle, which is how we usually measure the diameter of the circle, would be, yes, that would be even more than 4 amas, which is more than what we need for the diameter of a square sukkah. However, the sides would then keep on narrowing less and less, and then on the sides of the sukkah, which means if, let's say, you went lower down on the circle, you wouldn't have 4 amas. Because as we said, when you have a circle, which is what the sukkah we're making is, this oven sukkah, in the shape of an oven, has no corners. And Rebbe needs 4 amas squared. You have to have 4 amas no matter where you're measuring the diameter from wall to wall. And therefore, by yitvei, you need more than that. And that is, by default, you have to have the circumference of the circle that you could square out a 4x4 square from within the circle, which requires us to have corners. And therefore, because as the Gemara says, Mishum Murshu de Karanasa, what we're talking about over here is there's the protrusion of the corners. And therefore, although, as we explained, that yes, the square is more than the circle by a quarter, that's only if the square is on the outside and the circle is on the inside, so then that's what's more the square, as if we were measuring separately a square and a circle. But when you have a circle and inside we have to carve out 4 amas squared, because that's what Rebbe requires, not just a total area, but it has to be 4x4, that's going to make us require a much larger circle. Because just having a circle of 16 amas squared, of 16 amas, which is what we need for the total area of a square, wouldn't cut it for having a sukkah of a square within that circle. So the Gemara says, fine, I understand that it has to be bigger than even 16 amas, because although 16 amas is what area of a square could be, to have the circumference equal the diameter of 4x4 squared with corners, and that's only if that was on the outside, but now that the square is on the inside, you have to have a much larger circle to encompass even the corners of that square within. But the Gemara says, Mechti, let's see. Kol amsa biribua, any amma, a measurement of an amma in the length of any side of a square, which we're saying a square, every side has the same length, if one would take that of a perfect square, Now, if you're coming to measure the diagonal of a square, then one would find that for every amma, you would have amsa betrei chumsha balachsayin. It would come out to be an amma and 2/5 on its diagonal, which would be an addition of another 2/5 for every amma, which is really 1.4. And again, as Rashi says, that's how the Chacham estimated, although it's not an exact, but that's the way Chacham defined the alachsin, the diagonal of a square. Now, if that's the case, the Gemara says, so fine, we have to consider, as we said, the corners. However, how much more do we have to consider for the corners? B'shivser nichei chumsha sagye. What comes out is even though the circle has to be bigger than 16, because that would only count for the total area of the square, but we need to have corners which take up more space than just how much of the diameter would be, because you're considering on an angle. Now, how? Because that's what the corners are. But even that, the Gemara says, that should be 17 minus a fifth, which is 16 and 4/5. As Rashi explains, it says you wouldn't need this circle to be bigger, only as we said, the reason why we're making it bigger than how much the total area of a square would be is because you have to have the four ammas squared. Now, what that means is when you're putting in a square tablet into the string of the circle that's surrounding it, you need to have that the corners of the square should be touching the circle from the inside, which would be from corner to corner, even considering the ribua, the squareness of the square inside the circle. Now, on that, what that would be 5 amas and 3/5. Now, the reason why it would be 5 amas and 3/5 that you have to have the diameter of the circle, no matter where it is that you're measuring, is because, as we just explained, that the diagonal of a square is an additional 2/5 for every amma, because that's 1.4 on the diagonal. So if you're going to do 2/5 times 4, as we're saying that the amma here is 4 ammas of the diameter of this of the square, so you have to add 2/5 for every amma, that will come for a total of an amma and 3/5. So instead of being that the diameter will be just 4 ammas, since we have to consider the corners, which makes us consider similarly the diagonal, that would have to add on a total more of an amma and 3/5, which would bring us to a total of 5 ammas and 3/5. Now, something that's round, its diameter is always the same. In other words, its diagonal is the same as the middle, because there are no corners. So therefore, if we want to have consideration of corners from a square within a circle, you really need to have that a circle of having 4 ammas squared, inclusive of its corners, should have to have, a squared area of 5 3/5 by 5 ammas and 3/5, because then that would include even the alachs and even the diagonal of the square to go from corner to corner. Now, as we said, regarding a circle, if it has a diameter of a tefach, then you need to surround it with 3 tefachim. So what it comes out is, if one would calculate what we're describing now, you would have, if you took these 5 ammas and 3/5, what it has to be squared, for the 5 ammas of the diameter, you would have a 15 ammas circumference, because we said 5 times 3 is 15. Now for those 3/5, if you multiply that times 3, so then you would have 9/5 in the circumference, which would be a total of 2 ammas minus a 1/5, which if you added that together with the 15 would come out to be 17 minus a 1/5, which is 16 4/5. So basically the Gemara's question is, why are we saying that, yes, we went through all these cheshbonos to show that 12 is not enough and 16 is not enough because we're having the square within the circle. But even with that said, how big does the circle have to be to consider all the dimensions of a square tablet fitting into the circle? Is even if you're considering the largest distance that there is in a square from one side to the next, which is what is always by a circle, is always the same, no matter if you're discussing a straight line or even a diagonal line, would be 1.4 for every amma. Now, since it's 4 amma squared, would be for a total of 5 and 3/5 amma. Now, if you multiply that times 3, which is what the circumference of a circle is to its diameter, and now we're discussing the largest diameter has to be able to even fit a square inside, will be a total of 16 ammas and 4/5. So again, why does Rabbi Yochanan say you have to have the ability of having 24 people around this around the perimeter to have a circumference of 24 amas? It's not necessary. Even to fit in the square of a sukkah, 4x4 amas, would be enough within 16 and 4/5. So you don't need 24 amas. So that the Gemara answers, loiduk. Rabbi Yochanan was not precise in defining the area of how large this round sukkah has to be. And he said more. And really the truth is that the better you round it off to a larger number, is better so that we can be stringent in the areas of the halacha of sukkah in its dimensions. But the Gemara asks on that. Yes, we know that there is such a concept in halacha that we're not precise down to the remainder or to the decimal point. But that would be porta. That would be a little bit that we say that they weren't precise. However, tuva mi amrin loydak, do we see such a large discrepancy that they weren't precise? We're talking about that all you need to have is 16 and 4/5 amas of the circumference of this circle sukkah to be able to get in the square of 4x4. And he's saying 24? That's a pretty large discrepancy. How would we say that loydak in such a large number? Siv the Gemara says, Amalei mar kashisha berida of chizl ravashi. He says, wait a second. There's something that we're defining wrong in our calculations. One of the variables is incorrect. He says, "Mi savard garva ba'amsa yosef." Do you really think a person sits in the space of an amma, and therefore you're having this calculation by saying, "Hey, 24 people." He said, "That means 24 ammas. 24 ammas? You only need 16 and 4/5." He says, "No, t'losa gavri betarti amsa yosef." Really, three people sit in the area of two ammas, which then it makes that every person sitting in only 2/3 of an amma. But then the Gemara says, okay, so let's calculate this. Sakama havaluhu. So what does that come out? If you're saying that every person is only sitting in 2/3 of an amma, so if you take 24 times 2/3, what's that going to come out to? That's shitzer. That comes out to only 16 ammas. So that's pretty close. However, the Gemara asks, anan shivsu nechechom shabinan. We didn't say that it's enough to have 16. We said that it's enough to be 17 minus a fifth, which is 16 and 4/5. It's not enough to be a circumference of 16 amas. Actually, to fit in the square, we said it has to be 16 and 4/5. So why is Rabbi Yochanan saying 24 people, which the way you're saying it comes out to 16 amas, that's not enough. So the Gemara answers, loidak. It wasn't so precise. It's basically the right amount. 24 people is almost exact, which is going to be 16 amas, and it's a little bit off. It's 4/5 off. But he was just giving the estimate of how large the round sukkah has to be. But the Gemara asks on that. Eima damrin loidak. When do we say that we're going to say that someone wasn't precise? That's l'chumra. That's only if we're being stringent. If they're adding on to the measurement a little bit, so then we say it wasn't so particular to see the exact measurement, that we wouldn't have a problem with. But now that you're saying that the measurements that Rabbi Yochanan gave of 24 people is actually smaller than the requisite shear, and then he might even be validating what's an invalid sukkah, that we have a problem with. Would we say that someone's not precise as a leniency? L'kula mi'amrin loydak? Do we say that Rabbi Yochanan is going to say that not a precise measurement, which could come out that someone's sitting in an invalid sukkah? It's not enough to say 24 people if that comes out to be 16 amas, because not kosher. You have to have 16 and 4/5. How can we say it wasn't precise in what might come out, someone sitting in a pasul sukkah? So the Gemara says what we had assumed was correct. Amalei Ravasi l'Ravashi. L'olam garva ba'amsa yasam. The truth is, it was like we were assuming up until now. Every person takes up a space of an amma. And therefore comes out that he was telling us that one requires a circumference of 24 amas. Now, if Rabbi Yochanan had been telling us, as we had been assuming up until now, that these 24 people have to be sitting inside the sukkah, then you're right, you would have a problem. Because that would be telling us that you have to have a circumference of 24 amas, which we're saying, why do you need such a large thing? All you need is 16 and 4/5 of an amma. However, for Rabbi Yochanan mokum gavri lekachashiv, Rabbi Yochanan was not calculating it by having the space of the people taking up space, in other words, in the sukkah. Rather, he was defining the area of the sukkah based on people sitting around it on the outside. He was saying, if you want to know if there's a kosher sukkah, have people sit around the sukkah. If you're fitting in 24 people around, then you now have a kosher sukkah inside. Now, what happens now is this changes the dynamics of the calculations, because now we're taking away from the total cheshbon, from the calculations, from the width of the circle, of the diameter, we're taking away from the total area 2 amas squared. Because if you're going to take a string around this circle from the outside, if you would have a circumference of 24 amas, what you would find is that you're going to have 8 by 8 Amos squared, which was the question we already asked, because whatever you have a circumference of 3, the ratio is 2:1. So therefore, if you have 24 Amos circumference, so we said divide that by 3, you're going to have a diameter of 8, which we had asked. You don't need a diameter of 8, you only need a diameter of 4. However, now that we're defining that the walls are from the inside of these people, now all the width you're going to be having for the area of the sukkah, of the circle sukkah, is not 8 by 8. You're going to be having 6 by 6. And the reason is because since every person takes up an amma, and you have in the circle, whichever way you're defining the diameter, you're taking away a person on either side, because we're not considering the people on the outside. We're considering them with the sukkah behind them. We're having the sukkah within them. So you're taking away each person on either side. You're taking away 2 ammas. So therefore, what you're going to be left with is not 8 by 3 coming to a total of a 24 circumference. You're actually going to be having 6 by 3. And therefore, you're going to have a total of, as the Gemara is going to say, so the Gemara says, okay, so let's see what the calculations come out to now. So the Gemara says, Sakama Havlahu. So what does that make the circumference now? That makes Tam Nisrei. That makes for a total of a circumference of 18 amas, because since we said that you have essentially inside the circle a 6 by 6 area sukkah, so then you multiply that by 3 to define the circumference of a circle when you have a diameter of 6. Multiply that by 3 is going to be 18. That the Gemara asks. Okay, we're getting closer. But b'shisi nechechum shesagi. We said that what we need to have for a circle sukkah, to have a 4 by 4 square tablet inside, which is the minimum measurement according to Rebbe, is only 16 and 4/5. So why does Rabbi Yochanan define it by having 24 people? Again, not having them within the sukkah, but having them without the sukkah, and the sukkah is within them. So therefore, it's not actually 8 by 3, it's going to be 6 by 3, which is going to be a total of 18 amas from within these people. But why do you need 18? All you need is 16 and 4/5. That the Gemara says, Hainu Leidok. Now, this is where we could say that Rabbi Yochanan was not precise. But ulachumr ledak, and he also wasn't precise regarding stringency. So according to this approach, we alleviate both of the problems we had before. We had, first of all, we don't want such a large discrepancy, even if we're going to say that it wasn't precise. And we also don't want the discrepancy to be as a leniency. It would only work as a stringency. In this approach, we accomplished both. Because here, really, all that Rabbi Yochanan was adding on was a very little bit in the discrepancy of what he said and what the exact measurement is. Because all he added on was really 2/5, which means to say, because the total amount that he was saying was a diameter of 6. Now, what it really is really 5 3/5, which is a third of the total area, which is 18 amas. So it seems like that when one is going from 18 amas to 16 4/5, that maybe sounds like still a decent discrepancy, which you wouldn't say loy duck on such a large area. But that's what Rashi's telling us. That's only because based on the circumference. But regarding the actual diameter of the sukkah itself, he's defining it as 6. Really, that's just a difference of to what it is of 5 3/5. As we had defined earlier, that's what's necessary for the diagonal of the square sukkah, which is 1.4 more than the sides, which comes out to 5 3/5. So that's just a difference of 2/5. Again, it just looks larger when you're discussing the discrepancy of the total area of the circumference. And therefore, both questions are not difficult. You can't ask, when we don't make a loy duck on such a large discrepancy, it's just 2/5. And also, you can't ask that we only do it l'chumra and not l'kula, because here is l'chumra and not l'kula. As he's saying that it was a total area of 18 instead of what should be 16 4/5. And this is the approach that the Gemara explains why, according to Rabbi Yochanan, if one wants to know if he has the shear of 4 amas squared of such a sukkah, that means to say he has to have a sukkah, a round one, that's going to have a total area of 18 amas, which will be a diameter of 6 amas, with having 24 people on the outside of those walls. That was one approach. Now the Gemara says another approach to explain why Rabbi Yochanan held you would have to have 24 people in the perimeter of the sukkah to have a kosher 4x4 squared sukkah that would fit within. Rabbanan de Kisari, the rabbis of Kisaria, Vamrila, and some say it was Dayanan de Kisari Amri, that it was the judges of Kisaria, that they said that, no, really, we're actually considering as we had assumed as we started the Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan was saying that the 24 people have to fit within the sukkah. Hence, that would mean that the circumference of the sukkah would have to be 24 amas, not the way we just answered now, that it would only require a circumference of 18 amas. But then the question becomes, why would you require such a large area? So they explain as follows, and this is their mathematical computations, that they say, as we said before, you're right, that igula de nafing migur ribuya, if we were making a circle within a square, then riva, then you would have to take away a quarter from the square. When you would make a circle within the square, would be that the discrepancy would only be, it would only be a quarter larger, which would be that you would have, let's say, a square would be 16 amas on the circumference, would be 12 amas on the circle. However, and this is where they differ regarding the calculations of the halacha that we're discussing, when you have the circle sukkah that you have to carve out a square from within, they say, however, ribua denafik migay igula, when you're making a square within a circle, if you want to square out within that circle, then it's going to be palga, then it's going to be half. In other words, what you're going to have to remove from the square itself, you would have to remove half of the area of this square, which would be a third of the total of the circle. Now, so therefore, based on the Rabban of Caesarea's calculations, it comes out that if we want to have a square of 16 amas, which is 4 by 4 squared, then the circle that's surrounding it from the outside would have to be 24 amas. And that's because, as we said, half of the square, which is 16 amas, which is essentially a third of the circle on the outside, which is 24, both of those come out to 8 amas, which essentially what according to their calculation comes out is that a circle is 1.5 times the square that's within it. And therefore, that's why the Rabbi Yochanan said you have to have 24 people, that you can have a circumference of 24 amas, because since we want to have 16 amas square, which is 4 by 4 in the middle, if one wants to do that, he has to have the circle that's around it to be, by taking half of the square, or a third of the total of the circle, and adding that onto the circle, which would mean, if you have a 16 square, you have to have a 24 a circle, and that's why they said it has. Rabbi Yochanan said it has to be such a large circle sukkah. However, the Gemara says v'lohi, but it's not true. It's incorrect what they were saying, because the hokachazin and the lehava, we see that the measurement is not kulei hai. It's not so much. It doesn't require that the outer circle should have to be 24 amas to have a square of 16 amas within, because as we explained before, that all you need to have is that the diameter of the circle, which we said no matter where it is that you're measuring a circle, all the sides are equal if you're going through the middle, should be like at least as the diagonal of the square. Now, as we said, the most it's going to require then is every amma of a square, if you want to figure out its alax and its diagonal, would be, one instead of one, it would be 1 2/5, which as we said, as we made the calculations, we said that if you're taking the 4 amma square times 1.4, you would get 5 3/5. 5 3/5 would be the most you would have to have the diameter of the circle in any direction to get that square of the largest square that you have from the diagonal on any side. You take 5 3/5 times 3, you get to a total of 16 4/5, not requiring the circle to be 24, as the Rabban of Kisari said, but rather 16 4/5. And therefore, obviously, the Gemara has to remain with the previous teretz that it said, which is that, as we said, mukim gaber lekachashav. Rabbi Yochanan was not calculating the people sitting within the sukkah. He was calculating them sitting on the outside of the sukkah, which makes not for a total area of 24 amas in the circumference, but rather a total area of 18 amas in the circumference. And that was the loidak of the 16 4/5, which we said that calculating the diameter itself was only a differential of 2/5 of an amma. And that is why loidak, and it was loidak on lechumra, and that's why the sukkah has to be that size, if it was circled, to contain a 4 by 4 amma square in the middle. Now the Gemara continues with what essentially was discussing before we segued into this halacha of Rabbi Yochanan, which was discussing the kviyas, as the Gemara had brought down 8 different opinions that require some type of a consistency of an establishment of the sukkah, which had different manifestations for the different opinions. which the opinion of the Acherim required that it won't be kosher with a circle of sukkah, because not having corners is lacking in the kvias of what a dwelling should be, which Rabbi Yochanan argued on. They said it is kosher, just then we went into the discussion exactly what the parameters of that sukkah have to be. Now the Gemara returns to that discussion regarding, which will come into this discussion of requiring some type of a kvias, and therefore one would think that certain sukkahs would not be kosher, because they're not so established as a regular dwelling house would be. So I'm Rabbi Levi Mishurim Meir. Says shtei sukkos shel yitzer, regarding the two huts of those who form the pottery. And that the way it used to be is that those who would make the earthenware, the potteries, they would have two huts. And they would have zu lefne mizu. They would have one hut within that's from within the other one. That is, there would be an outer hut, and from that outer hut you would go into an inner hut. Now in the inner hut, that's where the person would live, and that's where they would store their pots, their pottery that they would make. And the outer one is where they would do their work, and that's where they would bring out the pots to sell. They would showcase their wares. Those were the two huts that they lived in. So now, on that, Reb Meir says, regarding these two huts, the following halachas. Hapanimis ein a sukkah. The inner hut cannot be a sukkah if one wants to come and sit there on the Yom Tov of Sukkos, and to use that, although it's like a regular sukkah, it's these regular walls with schach on top, he will not fulfill his chiv of sukkah. Now, Rashi clarifies, although the halacha is, one does not have to make a sukkah l'shem chag with the intention, I'm making this so that this should be my sukkah for sukkahs, because actually we hold like Beis Hillel, which we're going to see on the coming daf, that he holds that a sukkah yeshana, an old sukkah that wasn't built for sukkahs per se, will be kosher as a sukkah. Still here, this will not be kosher as a sukkah. And the reason is because it's not recognizable that why you're living here is for the Yom Tov of Sukkah, is because you live there all year round. So though it's a sukkah, but since it's your regular dwelling, you're supposed to go into a sukkah, and this is your home. And therefore, since most of the things that this pottery maker would do there, and he would eat there, and they sleep there, therefore this is not valid to be a sukkah for sukkahs. V'chayavis b'mezuzah. And this inner sukkah, this inner hut where he lives and where he stores his stuff, is required in the mezuzah, always, at all times, because this is his dira. It's a regular dwelling where he lives all year round, and therefore it requires a mezuzah. However, v'chatzayna sukkah, the outer hut, that would be valid if someone wanted to fulfill his chiv of sukkahs by sitting there the 7 days of sukkahs. And he doesn't have to demolish it and then to redo it for the purpose of making it a sukkah for sukkahs. As Beis Hillel says, which is a good sukkah yeshana, is kosher. Now, and regarding the idea that it has to be recognizable that you're staying there for the purpose of the mitzvah of sukkahs, that's not a problem either, because the whole year round, he doesn't dwell over there. He dwells in the inner one. And therefore, now that he's dwelling in the outer one for the sukkahs, that's a hekker, that's a simon, it's recognizable that he's sitting there to fulfill the chiv of the mitzvah of sukkah. Upatur min mezuzah. And the outer one is always exempt from a mezuzah, because again, it's not his dwelling. It's only made for people to come in and out, where he showcases his wares and where he brings in the purchases. And therefore, since it's not where he dwells, that's not required in a mezuzah. So it's the opposite, the inner and the outer one, regarding the two halachas of sukkah and mezuzah. Now, the Gemara asks, Bamai, why is it that the outer one is exempt from a mezuzah? You write that it itself is not a dira, but to have a chitzon that could be shahar panimis, let the outer one at least be like a gatehouse for the inner one. And that is, as the Gemara tells us, Masechtas Menachos and the Avlam Gimel Beis, that midrabanan, a beis shahar, which is a gatehouse, an entryway house to a real house that is mechayev mezuzah, the outer one then is also required in the mezuzah. So just from that fact, the Gemara says, v'tischai b'mezuzah. That itself should make it required to have mezuzah, because the inner one is his dwelling, which has a mezuzah. So the outer one, which is an entryway there, should require mezuzah by the virtue of the inner one. So that the Gemara answers, mishum delei kevia. Because there's no permanence. In other words, for neither sukkah, and that is the inner sukkah, is not enough chashiv to then say that the outer one will be its beis shahar, its gatehouse. So you're right, although the inner one requires its own mezuzah, but it's not a full-fledged bias to say that now the outer one is like its entryway, it's a beis shahar, it's subsidiary to that. It's not, because they're both just these huts, and therefore, although the inner one is required in the mezuzah, it will not be chashav enough to say that the outer one is a beis shahar for it, and therefore, since it's not, the outer one is not chashav enough to require its own mezuzah, and the inner one is not enough to say it's beis shahar, that's why it's exempt from a mezuzah. Now, related to this idea about a hut that's not so kavua, doesn't have a certain permanence, so the Gemara brings Tanabon, we're learning the following braisa. Ganvach. Ganvach is an acronym for these four or five types of sukkahs, which is sukkahs goyim. The gimel is for goyim, that where the non-Jews make to sit in the summertime, they sit in these huts. Sukkahs nashim, the huts that women utilize for their purposes. Sukkahs behema, a hut that's used for the animals. Sukkahs kutim, or the huts that the kutim, which are those which are debated in the Gemara, what type of converts they were, but on some level that they didn't have a full-fledged status as Jewish people. Or sukkah mikol makom, or any type of hut, even that's even less of a valid hut for the halachas of sukkah than these that we even mentioned, which the Gemara later is going to explain what are we saying that's even worse than these, which we're being saying a big chiddush, that kishera, that all of these are going to be valid to be used as a sukkah for the yom tov sukkahs. As long as there's kosher covering for this sukkah, you have all the necessary halachas. So then, although these are not things that are necessary, what we would consider a sukkah that you would make, it's you just found the hut that the goyim sit in the summertime or that women utilize for their purposes, it's not a problem, it's a kosher sukkah. Now the Gemara asks, what is the braisa saying, Michael Chasa? What is it saying as long as you cover it appropriately as a sukkah is supposed to be? What's the chiddush? You think, is the braisa telling us that it has to have tzalasa merubah mechamasa? It has to have more shade than sunlight, or that you have to have kosher schach? Well, I mean, it's pretty obvious. Well, you think because it's lacking, it's subpar in one area, which since it wasn't made for the purpose of sukkah, then therefore it's going to be kosher, even if it's going to be a pasul of sukkah? It's pretty obvious. What's the chiddush in saying as long as it's kosher schach? So Amrav Chizr, Rav Chizr says, this is the Braisa says, as long as it's covered till kilchasa, it means to say that it's covered well with tzach. Vahu, what it's trying to say is that it has to be inherently obvious that the original making of this sukkah, which wasn't made for sukkahs, and that's the chiddush that we're saying, that they could still be used for sukkah. But it has to be that it's obvious, sha'asol letzel, that however, that the intention of the structure of the sukkah was made for shade and not for privacy. And that is, as Rashi explains, although a sukkah doesn't have to be made for the purpose of the Yom Tov sukkah, you can find any hut that's utilized, the animals use, or that the people sit in the summertime. However, it still has to be made for the purpose of being, quote, a sukkah. Now, a sukkah means to say that it was made for the purpose of providing shade. As the Gemara had explained earlier from a pasuk, the sukkah til itself, that it has to be protecting you from the heat, from the elements, and therefore, since these things that we're saying that they're going to be kosher, but they have to be that they're, quote, a sukkah. Now, what makes it a sukkah? A sukkah means to say that if it's there to provide shade, let's say, and that's what the chiddush that we're saying. Shatei sukhechas mekelchasa means to say that its structure, its building should have been made with the intention of providing shade and not privacy. And that's the chiddush. So although they're kosher, even though they weren't made for sukkahs, but they had to, their building had to have been made with the purpose of providing shade. And then they're called a sukkah. Now, the Gemara asks, what did the Braisa mean, sukkah mikom makom lasuyimai? What is that term? Then they said, you know, there's this ganvach from the goyim, and then there's from the nashim, and there's from the behema, and there's the kutayim. Those are all good, even though they weren't made for the purpose of sukkah. And then we said, even any sukkah mikom makom, any type of hut, what is the Braisa coming to say that's, you know, even less than these, will even that will consider kosher as long as it was made for shade? Now the Gemara says, Lasuye sukkahs rakvash. That's coming to include a sukkah of rakvash, which is the acronym for the words Royim, Kayatsim, Burgenin, and Shemi Peris. Now the Gemara later on will ask that why are these rakvash, these four huts that we just described, why are they any less of what we would think to be considered sukkah, that we should say, oh, and even sukkah mikamakam, even all any type really, which we're including even like what we would say the bottom of the pile that we wouldn't think is kosher, even those are kosher. Why would we think those are worse? But that's what the Gemara is saying now, that that's what we said, sukkah mikol makom, even including these rakvash. Now, what are these rakvash? The Tarmban, like we learned, the Braisa. There's a different Braisa that says similar in the other way around, that says sukkahs rakvash. This Braisa says the sukkah of rakvash, which stands for sukkahs royim, the huts of the shepherds, which they would make a hut out in the field to sit there because of the heat, and then they would watch the sheep. Sukkahs kayotzim, that would be the hut of those who would watch the figs when they would be spread out in the fields, when they would be drying the figs, that would be a hut of those people. Or sukkahs burgenin, or the sukkah of the watchmen of the city. And now, these are all Jewish people that we're talking about, these watchmen and these people that are watching. However, still, even though it's a sukkah of a Jew, but it wasn't made for the intention of a sukkah for the Yom Tov of Sukkos. They were made just for the people to be able to watch what they're watching. And sukkah shemi peris, and the sukkah of those who watch the produce, and even sukkah mikol malkim, even any type of sukkah really, even lower down, so to speak, on the totem pole, even less than these, which that's like what those are a reference to those that we had mentioned before, because this Tanna considers actually that rakfash are better. We would think that it would be more likely to be kosher as a sukkah because they're all from Jewish people who are chayiv in sukkah. And therefore, it's more fitting to say that they would be kosher as a sukkah, more than the sukkah of ganvach, which are goyim, noshim, behem, and kutayim, who all those individuals are not chayiv in sukkah. However, be that as it may, even sukkah mikol malkim as kosher is kosher as a sukkah, ubavachatei mesuchaches kol chasa, as long as one went and covered it appropriately with schach. Now, the Gemara asks, Michael Chasa, what does it mean that we covered the sukkah appropriately? So Amar Rav Chisda, B'hush Asor L'Tzel, as we said before, the same idea that this price means to say is that as long as it was made for the intention of being shade, although it wasn't made for the purpose of making a sukkah of a sukkahs, as long as its structure was made for shade, that means it's a sukkah, so then even though it wasn't made L'Shem Sukkahs, it would be a kosher sukkah. Now, the Gemara asks, what does this price mean when it says sukkah mikol makom lasu yimai? What's it including when it says, you know, even not even rakvash, even any type of sukkah, as long as it's made for shade, is going to be kosher. That's lasu yisukas gambach. That's coming to include what the other brisa had mentioned of gambach. So now the Gemara clarifies why each brisa says one and not the other and makes it sound like that the other one is really less than, and saying that even those other groups are also going to be considered kosher because ultimately they're made for the purpose of shade. So the Gemara explains that. Hai tana de gambach, the tana of the first brisa we mentioned that was talking about gambach, Alimele Ganvach considers these sukkahs of Ganvach as more appropriate to be kosher as a sukkah. And the reason is Mishum Dikvi, and this is the variable why we introduced this discussion, because we're talking about that has some type of a permanence. That is, the Goyim, they sit there during the summertime, the Nashim, they utilize it. These are things that have some type of permanence. The Katana Mikol Mokom Lasui Rakvash, and therefore then they said in any type of sukkah really. Even the sukkah of Rakvash, the Lekvi, where they don't have a permanence, because sometimes the shepherds are here, sometimes the shepherds are here, because they have to follow the sheep when they're going out to pasture, and so too the dried figs when they're drying, sometimes they have to go here, and then they have to take it apart, and then go there. So it doesn't really have that much permanence. That we would say maybe that wouldn't be considered a sukkah, even though it's made for shade. That would say, no, that's also okay, even though it's not so, doesn't have so much permanence, it still will be kosher, as long as it's made litzel. But the high tanda, the rakvash, whereas the tanda, the second brisa that was talking about these rakvash, alimele rakvash, holds that the rakvash sukkahs are more appropriate to assume that they're going to be kosher, the b'nei chiyuvin in it, because they're all at least sukkahs of Jewish people. And therefore, that we would say that even though it's not so permanent, but it's Jewish people and they made the sukkah, that's a kosher sukkah. And the Tan of this second brisa says, and you know what, even sukkah mikol malkim, any type of sukkah, even a sukkah of goyim, noshim, behemoth, and kutayim, who are not mechuyiv in a sukkah, that although they're not required to make a sukkah, even that will be considering as a kosher sukkah, again, because the main criteria is not on that it was made for the Yom Tov of sukkahs or for people that are required to make a sukkah. Rather, the criteria is, as long as the sukkah was made litzel, then it will have a shame of sukkah, and then it's already a kosher sukkah, because it does not have to be made for the Yom Tov sukkahs. The only thing that they were differentiating was, which would be the one that we would normally assume faster to be a kosher sukkah, would it be because one is permanent and the other one's not, or that one is that for Jewish people, and the other one is not for people that are Yisraelim, that are mechuyiv in the sukkah, rather they're either goyim, nashim, behemo, or ketoyim.